Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to the 77th episode of the second Indire produced by Radio Marš from Maribor, Slovenia.
With you today, Zinedine, Matjaž, Jan and Jošt, bringing you the fresh music from Maribor and Eastern Slovenia.
We'll present a wide range of music genres, from easygoing Steyr electronica to hard riffs of Pannonic melodic black metal through homegrown screamo and noise, all the way to the calm East Slovenian jazz.
We start with Vava Vladislav, a bedroom producer disguised as a middle-aged family man from Germany living in Maribor. To kick it off, easygoing electronica by Vava Vlad in the song Gay Porn Substi.
Young Firefly, born Urban Senekovic, is a 24-year-old beatmaker and producer, as well as event organizer from Maribor, Slovenia, active since around 16 years old and having produced solo projects and four other veteran Slovenian rappers such as Mito, EZG, and Matter, as well as being part of Slovenian's foremost rap boy band, Travnik. Firefly has the misfortune of being unable to shake the label Beatmaking Wunderkind, but with good reason. This April, he also dropped his first rap studio album, Fleischter, meaning an album where he primarily raps himself. While he has been no stranger to the mic, the album still surprises with vulnerable lyrics, lush and colorful production, and more. So he keeps on innovating, as he has with many of his critically acclaimed albums so far. So, Urban, Firefly,
yes,
hello.
Hi.
This is, maybe I misled people a little bit. I said it's your first rap album. Your albums are primarily rap, but this is your rap album. You're rapping on it.
It's a first album that I rap the whole time, you know, that's only me rapping, only one track that I have features on that are vocal features. So, yeah.
So as the title of the album implies, Fleischter, this in Slovenian is, of course, a play on words with your name, but also means Band-Aid. So It implies, I think, vulnerability, introspection. Has writing like this, since I don't think it's been typical of you so far, the little rap we've heard, has it been a challenge? What can you say about it?
Honestly, I think it was a less of a challenge because it was straight from the heart. It sounds a little bit cringy, but I really had lots of stuff to say about my feelings and emotions. So it was like, a river just flowing out of me. So, yeah.
In terms of moving on maybe from the lyrics to the production, really the first thing for comparison that comes to mind for me is some rap songs by Earl Sweatshirt in terms of this very personal note. And also the comment that you have, or should I say a reference in a song to a Billy Wood lyric where he says, "I don't want to see Nas live with an orchestra at
Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall." Yeah. Also connecting it to the proliferation of rap bands in the sense of rappers that perform with bands. So do you have an opinion on this? And is this album sort of a response to it?
A lot of inspiration came from Earl Sweatshirt's some rap songs, and a lot of inspiration came from Billy Woods, of course, because they're my two favorite rappers. I listened to them for 2 years now constantly, so it's only natural that I will be influenced. And yes, lyrically by Earl a lot, like how to express certain emotions in a more prolific way than, I don't know, just saying it, like if I compare Traunig to this. When I do, when I create beats and songs, I just try to create what I want to create. And the reference, it's straight reference to the Billy Woods lyric. But I really felt that lyric from Billy Woods because I think we in Slovenia have a rapper band problem. Slovenian people are drawn to live music, and rappers are tactically making this choice to appease to the crowd by giving their concerts live instrumentation. Every rapper has a band right now. I think that samples and rap beats are the core, because the whole albums are like, the albums are made with rap beats, and they're like, oh, people are gonna like live instrumentation more, so they go with live bands. I don't know, it's like a Neanderthal mindset. I don't know.
To make sure that the rest of the performers or people that contributed to this album get a shout out, who is vocally featured on the album, who has produced other stuff, maybe who has made the pretty interesting little cover with the Band-Aid on it. Maybe you can say a little bit about
that. Yeah, so shout outs to all my people who were involved in the project. Mattia, the producer named Mattia, literally. His name is Mattia and his producer name is Mattia. So Mattia made a lot of beats. I think I found a gem in the mud, you know, it's a bit poetically, but he is really an amazing producer from Puce, a small village by Koper, you know, representing Puce, man. And then, of course, Mito and Daj mi ime on the song Kajnardi Love. Oh, no, of course, my bandmate in Traunik, Vit Peršak, who made a beat for Kajnardi Love and who helped the process creatively. So Ljudje Design Studio, Emil Kozole made the design, and of course my you need to shout out my girlfriend Lana, who made the back cover, the photo. So yeah, that's all.
Maybe if you know that some stuff is in the making, maybe a new Traunik album, Mito album, Easy album, any other thing that's unexpected, what do you have cooking?
We're doing a lot of things right now at the same time. So all the acts are doing so Eugen, EZG, Traunik, and myself, a second solo thing, we're all cooking up now. So I can't say when and what, but probably really near future. So.
Okay, so while the music plays, we're going out for a cigarette break, and we're going to listen to a few songs, or you're going to listen to a few songs from Firefly's album, starting with, literally translated into two cigarettes, Dva Čika.
Sadne cajte mene neke stiska, mogu se raspisat ako džiza, kaj je to neka kriza, spušu dva čika. delat neke bite, šekuj me stička, mogoće moram neke spite. Pa nisam mislo vodo, zgubljen sam ko Zoro, svozlo me ko 15-letni kanođulu. Heavy chest, mam tako sumo. Kaj pomagam im se skupaj ćebo mom zgubo. Sabotiram si parti ko tužbe ko je v klubo neku gaza na laš rukno. Nabijam i na puno, nareo bi si lukno, sri prsi ko da holov sem. Skoro joko sem, samo nisem. Ker pubeci ne jočejo, če ih ful boli tu i ne. Malo me skrbi da ne pokne ne. Da ne pokne ne. Par boj sam mi je rekao ne rabodi taki pusi. Drugih par bi mi rekao ne na preved se sekiraj. Šteje kaj šteje, izi mi je rekao boj bodi v trenutku. Tu ko si zaj, preteklost je mimo in prihodnost ne obstaja. Fix je samo faza, stiska me ker občutek mam da zamujem. Res upam da še ni to to. Mogoče začnem cahat, da zabave nikol ne bo konec. Po noči ful življenja, po dnevi pa ko mrtvec. Mogoče pa so to samo troče finte vrtec. Želja med se fajn zapustit nekaj pred crkneš. Ja, zapustit nekaj pred crkneš. Olivno olje v šot, gle se noter eno za naravo. Šetam se po Milky Hillu, spominja me na Toskano. Čiča čaka me pri mizi, ko da je trgatel, nekaj bomo spili. Sofisticiran hillbilly, lahko sem kreten ali pa fini. Samo nikol ne bom mini, vedno bih premiki. Grande Ariana zgleda mala škoda, da nima velike riti. Ampak vsaj ni piči, plus ni poceni tako moji biti. Elegante, bele njom si kante, sajk nijem toliko keša.
Sensational.
Čuti na deset artufe, gor na vse kaj jem. Laser flipam preko reperov ko pen. Vem da sem naporen človek, samo vedno sem iskren. In tudi ko nisem bil lojalen, ko konfrontaš me v facu ti povem. Tako rekel mi to je, če to laži se za tem. Da ti je uspelo, da ti ni. Vidim v okah in da niso tak lačni, ko se zdi. Ja sem že pri tortici, deset ostalo več, nič ni. Si ti MC, a si en, se mi zdi najljubši lajni že z otroštva mi. In kdo bi si mislil, da se dolo gledal, bom se iz oči v oči. Skupaj smo prelila to križ, vid z morem, prizna, da oka se solzi. Veliki brat, ki ga fly nikoli mev ni. Par ljudi je sonce na prste ene roke, naštejem jih. Vsaki v polarni noči na Toskano, vsi je nebo mi. Hvala ti. Plivne olje v šor, glese noter, eno se narav. Čiče čaka me, ko da je trgatel. Plivne olje not v šor, glese, eno se narav. Čiče čaka me, ko da je trgatel.
Zbruč is a young, refreshing DIY underground scrams band from Maribor, drawing influences from late 90s screamo. We will listen to two songs from their fresh album Riparia Riparia, intertwined with the interview with the vocalist of the band, Alex Cieszek, recorded a day before the release of their debut album.
Hey there, Alex. How are you doing?
Hey, Dash, I'm okay. Today I slept in, so I'm kind of off, but I'm so excited for tomorrow's album release.
Right, tomorrow is the release. So how do you feel? So close upon the release.
Yes, I'm very excited. It all came out so great based on the fact that we recorded everything by ourselves and with the help of Matiz Smedia, we really got to a nice ending. It turned out so nice.
So the name of your album will be Riparia Riparia and you will release it on Bandcamp. Are there any new songs that what we are used to from your live concerts?
There aren't going to be any new songs. We will be recording more songs in the future. But our whole concert will be on the album. But we perform our album only live for now.
All right. And to my knowledge, and for the sake of pointing it out to our international listeners, right now you're the only band in Slovenia doing screamo.
This type of screamo, yeah. but there's some more underground bands like, you know, Stepa maybe, that's also from Slovenia, and they're pretty good projects.
So maybe as an introduction and to hear it from your mouth, what defines screamo, your sound in particular?
I think screamo is defined by emotion and the feelings that evokes, maybe the instrumentals, the lyrics, everything. Music overall is about expression, but I think screamo really emphasizes that. Maybe I like it more because it's more focused on your inner world, usually more than politics, which punk is more focused on. I don't know, I just really like screamo because it's so diverse in its instrumentals and you can explore many different options in music. It's a proper genre.
Jutro, bez jutra, če z oknom spodila bolezen in zdaj nepremično ležim v odpadkih prejšnjega večera. So dnevi prežani, pretepi, jutra, ki jih otvorijo tvoje oči, nikoli niso pa lažje za umet, enkrat svet mogli. Spet en deševo dan, ki ga pozabiš, slepa, skrna, si ga pokvariš, pod nebom podlužen spominom, napešen, obvešenih besed, že spet deševo dan, s tabo meni, ni tako mogel, ni tako siv, ni tako mrzo, ko pila kofijen, čeprav bi celo preležala, no ben od naju ne bi bil gnil. Ben, so prašni, ten, Lopak, s tabo vsem pristal mi dobro na nivo. Za vedno počnil, ko voda me stresne, se vode me reši, svetlom sem ljubil, za tvoje oči.
Would you care to introduce the other band members?
Yes,
and
of course.
Illustrate how you write music. Yeah,
these people are so talented. Oh my god, Denis on the guitar, he writes the melodies, the instrumentals for the guitar, and then Julian on the other guitar, he works around Denis's parts and creates such a good finished guitar part. And then we have Urban on the drums, who plays like he got the drums clicked on. sorry, I'm a little excited. Okay, and we also have Christian on the bass. And basically the writing process is, I don't know what they do. I think Dennis writes the songs and then clicks the drums in, and then Urban follows after, and then the others join in, and then they send me the finished instrumental demo, and then I have a little while to write the lyrics. And I really like that.
Then could you explain what's the deal with the scene here in Slovenia, and just how and why did you guys started it out in Maribor of all places?
So basically, the scene in Slovenia is mostly based, at least at this time, the most traction gains the power violence scene and the grindcore scene, the punk scene also, which is basically all just one scene because it's a small place. And it's mostly based in Ljubljana. Why we started out in Maribor, well, our members are mostly from there. Me and Julian are the only ones who aren't from Maribor. And Denis moved to Maribor also. But we decided that it is the most optimal to have to practice in Maribor, because we have a place there. And me and Julian obviously love riding the train for 3 hours. But the Screamo scene is now just beginning, I think, properly.
Yeah, and you kind of jump-started it, right?
I hope.
Well, I hope you have a good release day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I wish you and the guys in Zbruch very good. Yeah. What? Shows and future endeavors. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much for doing this interview.
Third is a black metal band from Murska Sobota comprising of Goran Slekovec on vocals, Jean Rantasha on guitars and backing vocals, Matej Pok on guitars, Sid Civel on bass and Jan Ambrožič on drums, gong and backing vocals. Third released their third studio album titled Vrag v Meseton in April on the local label On Parole Productions. The title in Prekmurje dialect could be translated as The Devil in This Flesh. Their new album is quite different from the previous releases, as their sound moves away from the previously prevalent black and roll rhythms and seems to meander towards the melodic and experimental waters of black metal. Lyrics include satanic symbolism and often portray brutal bloodiness of the local folklore. Some songs are written in Prekmurje dialect, while others are in standard Slovenian. Their sound is based on groovy drums and occasional blast beats, as well as dissonant and fast riffing tremolo guitars. You'll have the pleasure of listening to the title track of Third's new album, Vrag v Meseton. We'll be right back.
Wasserdicht is an old-school hardcore punk band from Ormosh, originally formed in the 90s. In the decade, they released a few splits, including one with Scuffy Dogs, and were featured on several compilation albums. After a 20-year hiatus, they reformed in 2021 to write and record a new LP titled Prihajamo Umiro, which was released this March. The album is a collaborative release by Croatian PDV Records and God Bless This Mess Records from Murska Sobota. We will listen to two songs from the album, Žrtev and Preko Trupel. Moving on to noise, with Nina Faric alias Kikiriki, a renowned one-woman noise band. Her love for hardware machinery is manifested in diverse sonic journeys with hardware sequencers, rhythm machines, modular systems and DIY instruments. In the background, you can already hear an excerpt from her one-song mini-CD Sorrow Syrup, released for Debila Records in April. Okay.
Muzika Chaka is a one-woman lupe band project of Sara Korošec. The layering of different elements, including her voice, piano and various electronics, results in a soundscape reminiscent of the hills and valleys of her home, Haloze. Her compositions are a mixture of avant-pop, poetic narratives, trance sound loops and ambient textures that create the conditions for a contemplative sound experience. Many lyrics and sounds are inspired by local stories, and her music also seeks a common language between the periphery and urbanity, especially between different times and places. Sara, hello, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Your approach to music seems gentle and unique, marked by the patience and serenity of your region of Haloze. Did I totally miss with the observation, or is it appropriately correct? How would you describe it yourself?
Yeah, of course. The region where I live, it's like the main actor for my music. Mostly because of I didn't live like for, I don't know, 7 years there. I lived in Ljubljana, and when I returned back home, it was some kind of struggle with the region that I did with the music, through the music. Yeah, but now I'm just discovering it and rediscovering this place that I live and the connections between me and the place and how the place is building me and how can I really interact or be with this place. Yeah, that's that.
From Haloze to Maribor, not such a long distance. You've visited us recently on, well, a special occasion of your concert in Maribor. How do you approach performing in general? Is Muzika Chaka the producer different from Muzika Chaka the performer, or is it a similar approach?
For 8 years, it was like really different approaches because I didn't know how to do stuff on the stage. And I started, to record music in 2015, and I didn't know anything, like really anything. And I learned everything by myself, really. I wanted to have orchestra, but there was no orchestra, and the Ableton was just hidden orchestra, to record the music. So I approached arrangements some different ways, yeah. But I learned some stuff. Also in Ableton, so next two albums were like more produced or more manipulated also in Ableton. And I was thinking a lot about this, how to connect the performance and the production, because it was really difficult when the album was out and then I had to perform the songs or perform anything on the stage. And I was like, now I have to start from the beginning again. I had to destructure the songs and do them with the looper and the stuff that I had on the stage. Because one thing that was really important to me was that I do not perform with the computer. I don't know why. Maybe at first I had really like bad computer and I was afraid of it, but after a while I really found something good in the way that you perform everything live and you can always be mistaken. I don't know, it was some kind of a really important thing to me back then, yeah, and it still is. I really am looking forward to do more improvisations really on the stage. Yeah, and now I'm looking forward to new album. Now I perform all new materials. I don't perform anything old anymore, like for 2-3 years now. And yeah, I have new songs. And I was like, okay, something on the contrary happened, really. I built the songs that were like based on my life setting. And it was like, okay, that's that.
So a new album approaching, a new release is coming up, and we'll tune on our ears to that for sure. But we could hear you also in not only audio but also visual release recently, and soon on big screens all over Slovenia and Europe and world. We will be able to see and to listen to the movie U mojih sanjah raste vsako noč drvo, that could be translated to In My Dreams a Tree Grows Every Night, a poetic documentary of how is a landscape like and people by Vit Hanšek.
For quite some years, I
and,
was like really looking
music,
forward.
Sara, how did the collab happen? How did it begin with music, with visuals
with my music
combined
could be
and intertwined from
also
the beginning?
With the visuals, and I really listened also to a lot of soundtracks. I didn't watch the movies. I really listened to the soundtrack. It was really interesting. Yeah, and then one day someone called me and said that someone from the Radio Sudan said that some girl is making music in Haloze. And they said that, yeah, one guy would like to meet me because he would like to make some documentary about Haloze. And then he came at my place and I was like, okay. And then we got to know each other, and yeah, that's how everything started. Yeah, but of course I watched his movies. I googled everything, you know, because it was like, okay, he's doing documentary about Haloze. This is like, you know, it was so close to me. It was like I have to know what he's thinking, how he's seeing and everything. And it was like when I saw his movie, I think it's The Ant or something like that. I'm sorry, Vit. I forgot. I was like, okay, he sees things. And then, yeah, we just talked and about Haloze. And then, yeah. He met some people that I knew, and yeah, it was like really natural. Yeah.
So we can see Haloze in their beauty and hear Haloze in your music in the new movie. And also we will be able to hear Haloze in next few minutes with some music from the aforenamed movie. Sara, thank you for joining us. Thank you for the interview. Thank you for the music, and to hear from you in near future.
Thank you for inviting me.
You've listened to Slika Megla Megla Slika and Zapuščene Hiše from the movie soundtrack U mojih sanjah rase vsako noč drevo by Muzika Čaka, bringing us to the end of the 77th Indire episode brought to you by Radio Mars. We were Matjaž Gert, Jošt Franković, Jan Podbrežnik and Zinedine Osmanović bringing you fresh music from Eastern Slovenia. To wrap it up, we will treat you to Subatomic Jazz. Fotoni 3 Part 4 is the fourth song of the third Fotoni album by Prekmurje pianist Dejan Berdin. His three-part album was recorded in 2023 and released in April this year, marking his 50th birthday and long career in classical and jazz music. Radio Marš, saying goodbye with Dejan Berdin.
independent radio exchange network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.